The personal stories expressed in this series reflect the true experiences and opinions of the guests and may not represent the official position of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles has said,
"There is hope for the addicted, and this hope comes through the atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ and by humbling oneself before God, pleading to be freed of the bondage of addiction and offering our whole soul to Him in fervent prayer. Priesthood leaders can help as those who have addiction seek counsel from them. Where necessary, they can refer them to qualified licensed counselors and LDS family services. The addiction recovery program, adapted from the original 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous, is readily available through LDS Family Services."
In this series, you will hear actual meetings discussing each of the gospel principles of addiction recovery and healing. Addiction recovery meetings have strict guidelines of confidentiality and anonymity. These podcasts may seem contradictory to such standards. All the participants in these meetings are active participants in the addiction recovery program and have willingly volunteered to participate. Their experiences are genuine and not fabricated. These recordings were created with the express purpose of providing a way for individuals who are isolated from recovery groups to participate, as well as provide an example to church leaders and members of a typical meeting. In this portion of the addiction recovery meeting, you will listen to one member share his or her own personal experience with Step 10 of the addiction recovery program.
My name is Rich.
Hey, Rich.
Hey, Rich.
I'm a child of God and nothing more and nothing less. And I'm grateful to be here tonight. I was looking around the room at all these wonderful faces, realizing how much I love you guys. I have only known some of you for these few short weeks, but I definitely feel a lot of love for you. I'm very grateful to be here. Step 10, I would almost title for me continued humility. I know that the times in my life in which I struggle are the moments in which I'm not listening to the Spirit, or I can't hear the Spirit because pride has found its way in my heart. I was thinking about this step, and honestly, I can tell you from my own perspective, it's one of the hardest things for me to do, to apologize and say I'm sorry, but it also is one of the easiest things in the standpoint of my life becomes so much easier after that moment of apology. I've mentioned my kids and how much I learn from them. One of the hardest things for me as a father is to watch my kids argue over something, to watch them where they have a disagreement and one of them sits with this hard heart, this prideful, smug look on their face. And as a father, I almost, you know, I want to pick them up and hold them and say, you know what, honestly, this is not serving you well. And I know at those moments when I'm sitting there with that same smug look on my face and my Heavenly Father's looking down at me just going, come on, Rich. Really, again, is really hard for me. But I know that there's joy and happiness in just admitting when I'm wrong. I also call this step the check engine light because I have an older car that I love very, very much and has served me very, very well. And bless its heart, its check engine light goes off when there's something that's not right with it. The oil's low, whatever. And in my ownership of this car, and its entire life from it being brand new out of the factory to 260,000 miles, I've come to know it very well. And I know that the check engine light is typically a fairly serious issue, something I need to look into. And I wonder in these moments of my life when I'm struggling Am I willing to just acknowledge this check engine light, seek after some advice and figure out what's going on and change or get some help? So really that daily accountability and looking over my day and saying, is there anything that tripped my check engine light today? Is there something that I did that was not online with the way that I should be acting in accordance with the way I was designed? Am I fulfilling the measure of my creation? I've been very blessed by just good and bad checking to see if there's something that was not in line. Am I perfect at this? Far from it. But I know that there's times in my life when I can feel that there's something I need to repair. And I think we all have that. I mean, that's the gift, at least that I was given, that Holy Ghost that's with me that says there's something that needs to be fixed. There's something that needs to be fixed. The longer I ignore that, the worse the problem gets. So I just want to close with my testimony that the promptness of admitting is extremely important. More damage in my life has been done through waiting for that promptly admitting and not being prompt than at any other time. Something that was small that could have, in the moment, have been resolved by just promptly saying, you know what, I'm sorry, I was wrong. What I did was absolutely wrong, not seeking explanation, not giving explanation, but simply saying I was wrong. I'm grateful for the atonement of Jesus Christ. I'm grateful that I can admit that I'm wrong, that I can change. I'm grateful for the atonement of my Savior Jesus Christ, and it brings my heart joy to see it active in all of your lives. I say that in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Thanks, Rich.
The full episode for Step 10 of the Addiction Recovery Program is also available on the Mormon Channel.